Richard Ross is the agent in charge of the U.S. Border Patrol station in Newport. He's a native Vermonter who worked previously in Borderland, Texas. Ross says the volumes may be smaller and often the profiles different, but he says human smuggling from Canada on the northern border is a constant.
It absolutely is sophisticated and organized.
Ross runs one of eight stations in the Border Patrol's Swanton sector. The sector covers Vermont and parts of New Hampshire and New York. There's boundless tree cover, rivers, and large lakes like Champlain and Memphremagog with shoreline in both countries.
If you have that type of transnational criminal organization, this area is very appealing.
In October, three people were charged in federal court with allegedly orchestrating a 15-person human smuggling attempt that used a Vermont motel as a way station. In November, two Americans seen circling an area near the border were charged with smuggling two Mexicans. Then in February and twice in March, Border Patrol agents intercepted similar smuggling attempts.
We have had two groups that happen to be Romanian drive vehicles.
Two of the three cases unfolded beside the Haskell Free Library and Opera House in Derby Line, Vermont, which faces Stanstead, Quebec. Outside the library, a street with a simple marker and some flower pots marks the border. There's just enough room for a car to squeeze between the marker and the state of Vermont.
So they came right up here over the sidewalk, came out here, took a left, and Interstate 91 is about a minute away.
Last year, agents in the Swanton sector arrested 165 people trying to enter the U.S. illegally. That's a 22% decline over 2016, when 214 people were caught. But Border Patrol intelligence agent Rob Dandrow says business is still good for human smugglers.
We've seen that these organizations can sometimes charge individuals anywhere from $2,000 to even upwards of $25,000, $30,000.
The cost in Mexico, between $3,000 and $8,000. Dandrow says human smuggling needs accomplices on both sides.
They will usually recruit drivers and foot guides, whether it be in the U.S. and Canada, usually both countries, to actually do the physical smuggling themselves.
Agent Ross says they also use scouts.
We'd be foolish to think that we were running our operations and they weren't running any against us to see where they could cross and when they could cross.
Canada's trying to better track who comes in and out of the country, and it's working with the U.S. to do so. Canada's begun sharing data with the U.S. on American citizens who cross into Canada. Legislation in Canada would also establish exit controls. Without them, the government says it has no reliable way of knowing if visitors ever leave the country. David Berger is a Canadian immigration lawyer who served for 16 years in Canada's parliament. He says people will swipe their passport as they exit Canada.
And we will have a record of when they leave the country. We've never had that before. And we will share that information with, presumably, the United States.
After the presidential election of November 2016, a number of people began entering Canada illegally from the U.S. Back in Vermont, Border Patrol agent in charge, Richard Ross, says agents are expecting a boomerang.
And some of those folks have realized that they're not going to be allowed to stay in Canada. So we are seeing some of that traffic come back to us.
Canada's announced that it will allow 1 million migrants into the country between now and 2020. Not all will end up staying permanently. Those who guard the northern border say that almost certainly means some of them will take their chances with human smugglers to try and enter the U.S. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Lorne Madelon.